when you're a child and you look at someone who's 50 or 60, they seem ancient. But then when you get there, which happens a lot more rapidly than you ever expected to, you sort of think, well, okay, it's not so ancient. At least with me, I think I still carry with me my sort of the personhood that I felt when I was a kid. So I still feel like the same person. So in that respect, I am amazed that I'm 61 because I also look at 61 from my childhood perspective, and that sounds very old, but because I got here so quickly, I realize it's really not that old. And but there are times that I'll catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror and I think, yeah, you look 61. And then there are other times that I think I look okay. I mean, it just depends. A lot of times I will kind of play the age card with people, hoping to elicit, like, you know, a surprised response. But then there are times when people don't even react, and it's like, oh, okay, that backfired. I just have always admired, you know, well-built physiques. So initially, I didn't think that that was something that I could achieve. It seemed, you know, I would read about bodybuilders' routines, and it seemed like they were spending hours every day in the gym, and I thought, I can't possibly do that. But, you know, you realize after a while that that's not true. You can't spend that much time in the gym. I also had to get over the shock that you have to maintain it. I thought once you built your muscle up, it stayed built. Obviously, it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. But I am very committed to it. I've gotten a lot out of it. It's a wonderful discipline.